This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Games when they were in the Southern League, AA affiliates of the Reds and the Marlins, and I've done, I guess, 8 or 9 Durham Bulls games on their radio and TV networks, filling in for Patrick Keenis.
Patrick, I'd like to get him on the air sometime.
Yes.
You had well, Wayne Hogan, you've met Wayne.
Absolutely.
He did AAA, did AA for a while. Connection Radio Network on the Tantalk family of stations. You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, and we're powered by RadioSt.Pete.com. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and we'll be on the air for the next hour with you. Just our 1 year on the air. We started with RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM, and we are fortunate to be down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And now we've expanded the platform. We've got a Facebook and a website presence. We're going to have a video channel. So future's so bright, we got to wear shades, but it's a little cloudy right now. But actually, Joe, great conditions. We're talking to folks about the St. Pete Run Fest. And actually, great conditions for tomorrow. Nice and cool for a half marathon.
Yeah, it'll be early. Gets underway, right after 7 o'clock in the morning. Conditions should be perfect for those thousands of runners to be running through downtown St. Petersburg.
Okay, the consummate P.T. Barnum,
right.
Mark Ferguson,
mm-hmm.
He calls me on Thursday night. I mean, we're talking 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
I think he sits down in his basement and watches. He's a basketball junkie and thinks of ideas. He calls me, I think, oh, something's wrong. He says, hey, what are you doing Sunday morning? I said, well, he didn't have any plans. What do you think of this idea? We hand out water. You and I were the only ones that get up that early. We hand out water and free beer to all the runners. Well, he's so passionate about it, I can't say no. I was going to throw the Catholic, I got to be at St. John's at him, but that's not true.
No.
So, we'll be directly in front. And then, I put this together, we've got a great sponsor, Coppertail. Mm-hmm. So any of the runners, when they get done and they show their number, they get a free Coppertail beer up here.
Sounds like a good day.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great day.
So we should be saying with Mike Rickard, this is Joe Bordeaux, and we're live on the Tantalk stations.
Precisely.
Because if people wonder who the other voice is.
I'm getting accustomed to I got to get accustomed to getting back on the regular radio world. that way you have station breaks and rejoins,
right.
And
it's a pleasure.
It's been a while.
I'm happy you're on the Tantalk stations with this weekly show from 1 until 2. And I just want to say we were happy to have the Tantalk stations with us for 9 years when we originated the East-West Shrine Game Radio Network from Tropicana Field. Back the first year, they joined us. We ended up with 170 stations and Sirius XM carrying the broadcast before they picked up and moved to Las Vegas, Nevada this year.
Cash is king, baby.
But at any rate, hello to Tantalk.
Well, and this is news on our first anniversary. Going to 2 hours on Tantalk next Saturday.
Good.
So you and I will work out the logistics. Yeah. What's the rest of your day like? You're heading back down to the...
No,
are you going home and taking a nap?
We're done with Run Fest this morning. We put on the concert at the Mahaffey Plaza, so we've had a busy morning. We had the Florida Folk Show, and we had, I think, 5 different musical acts on stage, on the radio, and in front of the live audience down there at the Plaza Vendor Expo. And so it's been a busy morning. I'm headed home after this.
Well, I want to thank you for another thing while we're on the Tantalk stations. Every day at 7 o'clock, we do a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection 2-Minute Sports Update.
Indeed.
And I thank you for your efforts for that.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm actually getting a lot of positive response from that.
That's good.
It's just a little snapshot for people that don't follow sports as closely as I do or the audience that comes to Ferg's. Gives them a little snapshot of the day and what took place the night before. So if they're in a business meeting, somebody brings up, oh, I see the Lightning won.
Right.
Yeah, I saw they beat the Capitals.
Exactly. We have it on at 8:15. On FM and on Radio St. Pete Online as well, and you cover a tremendous amount of territory in 2 minutes.
It is killing me. I'm telling you, I stay up till about 12:30.
Yeah.
Because I listen to the other guys, and they always say late game. I'm throwing a couple of those in if it's pushing it. If it goes into overtime, you're going to have to wait till the next day to get the score.
Right.
But I tough it out and try to get that typed up, and if I sound a little groggy, it's because I am.
Right.
However, I tried the morning types. And that didn't work because my throat was just horrible.
Well, one quick radio story before your real guest comes out, because you got a real guest here.
Yeah, Joe Wessel's
coming. Who's been waiting. But a radio story to show you how things were different. Back in the late 1930s, you may remember the Hindenburg dirigible crashed in Lakehurst, New Jersey. And at that point, radio was not, news was controlled by newspapers and the Associated Press. And so radio was allowed to do very limited bulletins. And so there's actually a recording of the bulletin. And it's the dirigible Hindenburg has crashed in Lakehurst, New Jersey. For details, read tomorrow morning's paper.
And leave you hanging.
Then, yeah, exactly.
Oh, so, my word. So
that's why late game sports is not a big issue.
All know? Right.
So, well, good to see you.
Thank you very much,
congratulations,
Joe. Thank you for your support.
On 1 year, and let's do it for many more.
We will. We'll be successful. Thank you. All right, now let's bring
the man.
Joe. That's been very patient, Joe Wessel. And looks like he brought his wing woman, his lovely bride, with him. And, of course, my unofficial producer, Barry Smith, who's introduced me to everyone, is responsible for making you come down here on a Saturday, my friend. But I was looking forward to this conversation after going online and looking at the book. I mean, I was intrigued about your success at Florida State in the early 80s and some of the things you did there. And then you migrated in the NFL. But the book caught my eye because I'm a big Golden Bear fan. And I think I mentioned to you, I do a golf show, but I'm a hack. I'm horrible. I didn't start playing until I was in my 40s.
I think we're all hacks compared.
I would certainly doubt that you're a hack, my friend. So welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection here at Ferg's. I appreciate you coming down.
Thanks for having me.
It's a great environment. First thing I want to know, who's your son's team play today?
I was watching them. They just kicked off with Morehead State.
Morehead State.
Yep.
Now, going back in the day, I went to Western Kentucky University and ran track 100 years ago.
I won't hold that against you.
Yeah. Morehead State was actually in the Ohio Valley Conference back
right.
in those days.
Right.
So I've been to Morehead.
Yep.
Is he traveling there?
Yeah, they're playing at Morehead, and he's quarterback, tight end coach.
At Stetson. Hey, where do they play their home games? I was wondering that the other day.
They play at the municipal field right there in the southern, I guess it's the eastern end of DeLand, right next to the baseball stadium.
They do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I wondered where they
Yep.
All right, so let's go back and talk about you were born in Miami.
Born in Miami and went to Florida State. Followed my sister and my mother. My mother played basketball and field hockey there and when it was an all-girls school.
Really?
And then my older sister was a volleyball player there. All-American volleyball player, so I just had to follow in the female footsteps.
You got the genetics from the ladies.
Of course.
And then you went into football there. You played at it's Monsignor Edward Pace
yep.
Catholic School?
Yep.
This has to be the Catholic show. I had a Jesuit guy. I don't know if you had ever met Mark Donahue before.
Yes.
And a lot of Catholic. The next guy I'm having on is the head coach of Boca Ciega, Notre Dame fan.
Okay,
We don't have to go to church tomorrow. We'll have that covered. My 82-year-old mom's probably sitting at home doing the sign of the cross because I just said that. Anyway, so you grew up there. You go to Florida State. Did you know of Barry Smith when you were growing up in Miami?
No, Barry's a little bit older than I am.
I knew that.
And, but
He acts like he's such a legend. I figured you probably knew him.
No, he's a legend. He's a legend in his own mind and in his own time.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's a heck of a great guy.
He is. He's been very good to me since I moved here the last 20 years.
Well, of course, you know what he's doing right now, which typically would be an epic battle of national significance. He's at the Florida State-Miami game.
I am sure he is.
And most of us, even football fans, we hearken for the days of when that was an incredible game with about 18 future NFL players on the field. But
yep.
Those days will come back.
During my time, it was Miami would beat us in Tallahassee, and we'd beat them down there. So it was kind of an oddball rivalry my 4 or 5 years.
So you in high school, did you – probably a two-way guy.
I played a little bit of defense. I went to Fort Kenyon Military Academy because I was a 16-year-old senior.
Wow.
And so I went to prep school, and I hurt my finger in like fourth or fifth game. Defense coordinator came over to me, hey, you want to play defense? I said, sure. So he threw me out there, and I had the great privilege to start, and I was a defensive back at North Carolina. It was my opening game, and I had to cover a couple of their speedy wideouts.
Well, have you met Chris Griffin, too? You know Chris?
Yes, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you remind me a lot of Chris Griffin. He's been on the show about 3 or 4 times. Great guy.
Good guy.
And he likes to talk about, you know, being a little defensive back.
Yep.
Trying to hang with the incredible speed that is in at that level.
No question. No doubt.
Now, you just lost the great Bobby Bowden. Share one of your favorite stories about Coach Bowden. I'd like to have seen his reaction when you blocked those punts for touchdowns. Dadgummit, get another one, and then you did, and scored 2 touchdowns and 2 block point punts.
I have too many stories to tell about Coach Bowden. We'd be here for a couple days, but he was a great figure in my life. He when I first walked on, I was a walk-on there, and he was the
you were a walk-on?
Yeah, he was the
great
only
success story.
He was the only football coach that really gave any interest to me. He found a film before I had a visit with him in the spring of 1980, and he said, "Yeah, you were number 18," and I was surprised that he had it. And he was looking at some players, and he picked me out, and he said, "You know, we've done real well with walk-ons, and Monk Bonasort was an All-American coming in that. He was going to be a senior that year coming off the first Orange Bowl. And he asked me to, you know, come be a part of the program. And so, you know, it was that was the entry, and that was the introduction that I had to him. So,
just a pure optimist. And this young man at the end here, Cameron Wembley, played for him. He's got nothing but great stories from that era. He was there 2001 to 2006.
Yep.
And any generation, I've been blessed to have a lot of Florida State guys on.
Yep.
And they had, you know, the same statement about Coach Bowden.
No, he was genuine. And he on defense, we didn't see him much. He kind of, you know, hung around.
Mickey
Andrews came my senior year.
Yeah, but. And Mickey Andrews was Cameron's. And all these guys all talk about Mickey and how tough a guy he was.
Yep.
And Bobby just kind of smiled when he'd see him ripping you guys.
Mickey was a different type of coach. I mean, he was an old ball coach, and he would yell at and scream at you, but then he'd put his arm around you and ask you what's going on. Did you flunk a test yesterday? You know, fight with your girlfriend, whatever. He brought a reality to, you know, to his coaching position, and people had a relationship with him, and that was it was something that wasn't there prior to that.
Tough love.
Yeah. Well, you know, if there's a mutual respect, that tough love always works.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt. So let's talk about your success at the football level. Then we'll move on to, I'm sure, your favorite topic these days, and I'm really intrigued about that. So who were you playing when you got the 2-blocked punts?
Well, after my junior excuse me, the first game of my junior year, and I explained this in the book, we beat East Carolina, I think it was like 45-44, and had a couple bombs over my head, and I had Ernest Biner on a 2-yard line, and I fell flat.
Ernest Biner that played for the Browns?
Yep.
Oh.
I fell flat on my face, and he came in. He went into the corner of the end zone, and I get fired at halftime. Didn't play the whole rest of my junior year.
I've never
year.
Heard a guy say I got fired at halftime.
I literally got fired. He told me to sit on the bench for the rest of the game. And so
I've heard bench, but fired makes sense. You had a job to do, and he didn't think you did
if
it.
If you read the book, it's got a little bit more words in it. You can just let your imagination flow on that.
Hear us on the air, on Alexa, and on our Radio St. Pete mobile apps. We are WMTB LP St. Petersburg, Sunshine 96.7 FM, where local music lives.
Oh, Thank you. WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.